If you enjoy a Sunday drive, you may very well have travelled out to Kilcoy, stopped and had a cuppa, and even taken some time to visit the historic Kilcoy Courthouse Gallery. It was built in 1910. The courthouse was relocated in 2011 to the Kilcoy Yowie Park. The gallery displays and sells a wide range of visual arts, including paintings, mosaics, woodwork and textiles. Main exhibitions change every 3 months, with one wall devoted to the artist of the month, a showcase for individual members. And today, 101.5 is chatting with the artist of the month for October, multi-award winner and textile artist, Wendy Houston. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Rosemary. Nice to speak with you this morning.
Yeah, and it's lovely to speak with you. It's going to be a very hot day, so we better get this done and out of the road quick, smart.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Wendy, take us back a moment. The first time you fell in love with textiles, and what particular piece or experience that made you think, yeah, this is what I want to do?
Okay. Well, originally I had an illness and I had trouble using my hands to do my chocolate making, which I did. So what happened was I had a lovely girlfriend that gave me some slow stitching, which is another name for hand stitching. Mm-hmm. And she gave me this little kit. And I found out I could actually do the hand slow stitching. So I loved it. And then when I saw a workshop at the local sewing shop, and they had a challenge to use 28 circles, and it just really interested me. So I started planning to do a wall hanging and use bicycles, tricycles, and even penny farthings. And what I did was I created a road that was about 5 foot in length, and about 2 foot across, and I made a road on it, and I put all these different bicycles going up, and one girl had a basket full of flowers, and you know, a little boy on a bike with a plane in the back, and so on and so on, and I just loved it, really loved it. And when it went up on the wall, I got so many wonderful comments and praise for doing it. I thought, yes, I really loved doing this, and I really felt that I just got into something that I was going to do more of at that stage. So that was it, that piece.
Well, that sounds pretty amazing. Now, with your work, I mean, you've got such distinctive style, Wendy. Can you walk us through some of the creation processes that you go through? And do you start with a concept, or does the fabric itself sometimes tell you where to go?
Well, what I find is nature speaks to me. Wherever I go, something speaks to me in an art form. I look at it and I think, oh, I could really make something good with that. I'll take a photograph, and then sometimes I'll start the planning. But also, I can hold a fabric in my hands and thoughts and ideas come to me, and I think I go from there. So there's different ways that I actually, yeah, do my art, and how it goes through the creative process is all in my head. A lot of it is created when I'm laying in bed, unfortunately. But yes, that's usually how I do it. I see something. I travel and I enjoy my traveling and capturing little moments, and then try and replicate that with fabric and sewing.
Okay. And Wendy, do you ever have a project that goes absolutely sideways? Maybe the fabric doesn't behave, or the colours weren't working. How do you rescue it, and what do you end up teaching and yourself from this?
Well, I have one piece right here in my little sewing art room that I dislike immensely. It was the one thing that went wrong. I haven't had other things go wrong. I'll have little things that, and sewing's very forgiving, so you can pop another little piece of fabric over it if you weren't happy with it, and keep going, or get the watercolour pencils out and draw and give a bit of depth or whatever. But this particular piece I made, and it was a wall at the gallery, and all artists were to produce a piece that wanted to, and put it on the wall altogether. And I made this little tiny thing about one foot across and about the same down, yes. And when I produced it, I just looked at it and I thought, that just looks shocking. Should I actually enter that or not? Well, I put it in, and every time I walked past it there at the art gallery, I thought, that does not even warrant going on a wall. And I was so glad to get it back home again. Mm-hmm. And it hangs here. I look at that, and when I look at that, I say to myself, Wendy, if you are not in the moment, don't do it. Mm-hmm. Because you really have to feel it. I actually love everything I make and what I do. I get so much fun, and I'll be giggling down here by myself. Mm. But that particular piece did nothing for me. And when I look at it, it reminds me, get it out of the sewing room, go somewhere else, and don't do anything else. Hands down, brushes down. Yeah. And that's what I do.
Very good. Now, so, Wendy, yeah. You've won quite a few awards. Have you got a personal favourite?
Yes, I have. I actually received in the Somerset Art Awards in 2019 for a stag that I'd made all out of textile, a highly commended. And when I received the highly commended little card, that was the first time I'd ever received an award for something I had done. And I thought, I must be going in the right direction. It was like a real feather in the cap to know that, you know, other people, yeah, thought it was good too. So
that's lovely.
Yes, that was it.
Mm. Lovely. Now, listeners, we've been speaking with Wendy Houston from the Kilcoy Art Gallery, and she is the artist of the month. So if you're out there, you enjoy exhibitions, get out there and have a little look. And if you enjoy exhibitions at the Kilcoy Courthouse Art Gallery, they're open on Thursday to Monday from 9 until 1 p.m. And you can pop in during October and see Wendy's textile art. Wendy Houston, thanks for sharing your art journey with us and keeping our community connected and informed. And of course, if you'd like to hear Wendy's story again, go to the 1015fm.com.au website and click on podcast.